This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations all across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite, streaming live online. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort right now to keep us free and safe. And to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, taxi, the bus drivers, and all those roughnecks and everybody working the oil rigs and around the world and around the country, helping America keep rolling along. Thank you. And a special shout out also, and follow us at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Go over there, like the page, follow us along, and when I see you like the page, I'll stick you over in the chat room and you can converse with the great group we got over there. All right, well, joining us right now, Colonel Jim Warshak, United States Air Force, retired and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
Time to say the pledge, sir. Are you ready?
We are ready.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United, States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian levels. Now, Colonel, the continuing case or saga of General Michael Flynn is rolling along here. There are developments that transpired the day before and more developments that transpired yesterday. Where are we at with all of this right now?
Okay, as we heard over last weekend, the rumble of he was going to be exonerated this week. I believe that could possibly happen Friday, you know, maybe Monday. There's a lot of procedural stuff going on here. The news yesterday was that Judge Sullivan ordered Flynn's old law firm, the one that didn't handle him very well as a client, was making deals with the FBI, to turn over any last document they have. Basically gave that law firm an order to say, okay, this is your last chance. Any documents that you have on him that you were withholding need to be turned over by Monday, or essentially you're in contempt of court, which is something the law firm or any law firm doesn't want to have to go through with a federal judge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's there, and it's going to, you know, it puts that law firm in a situation. If they find one document and they turn it over, you know, it basically says, okay, so now you found this, and the only reason you turned it over because there was a court order to do it, how long were you going to go without revealing this? So it puts them into a situation that is kind of, you know, sensitive and touchy. So be interesting to see what happens there. Some procedural things have to happen. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not going to, you know, delve into or try to do that, but they're setting the stage now for this really to be thrown out. It's so obvious with the material that's there and what the FBI was doing that for the judge, for Judge Sullivan, to try to even go forward with continuing to do a hearing with all this false information that was put up is just, it would make him look bad, and he would be in a world of hurt as a federal judge to hear a case under false pretenses. So that's where we're at, and we're just in the timing stages where all this stuff eventually just is removed and it ends. So, you know, he's going to be exonerated on that. We're just waiting on the timing.
And we heard all this when Sidney Powell was at your Hillsborough County Republican meeting, about 3 months ago now?
No, it was in February, so yeah, close to 3 months.
Yeah, we heard her talking about this.
The initial stuff that is leading to all this, she was sitting filing, you know, while she was up with us. She spent 2.5 days with us, and that was all going on. And she handed me a copy of her document that she sent to the federal judge and to the court. She says, "Here, have a copy of this," and this is part of the stuff that's going on. So I thought it was, at first I'm like, what am I going to do with this? And it turns out it's the document or a copy of the document that went to undo all this. So there's light at the end of the tunnel here, and behind the scenes you're watching a lot of people doing a lot of talking now all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. So there's people are worried.
Yeah. Now, we've heard that a U.S. probe is underway to find out about what went on at that lab in Wuhan, China, and that right now the initial reports we're getting are that there's all kinds of circumstantial evidence that a man-made virus did, in fact, somehow escape, their words, not mine, from the Wuhan, China lab.
That's what we're hearing, and we're on that, you know, wavelength, so to speak. We were down that trail already months ago when all this first happened. Mm-hmm. And the key question here that everybody should be asking is, why would you be manufacturing or experimenting with a man-made virus that doesn't occur naturally in nature unless you plan on using it for something, you know, for some other reason, you know, whether, you know, I just did a big paper and it was submitted to Fox News. They asked for it saying, this was weaponized. They are doing weaponization experiments with viruses, emerging viruses, causing them to mutate in the laboratory that will not occur naturally in nature. So the question is, why are you doing that? And to try to come back, well, we want to come up with a vaccine to fight against that if it happens. But it's not going to happen in nature, so why would you create a vaccine for something that you're creating in a lab?
Right. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party. He is their chairman, retired United States Air Force, so don't go anywhere. We're coming right back right after this break. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan with their dealerships as well as Moss Acura. Now, the Moss Family Automotive Group of Dealers is by far the best dealership I have ever done business with. And that goes over a many, many year period, not only buying vehicles, cars, trucks, but also buying fire engines and the like for the fire departments I was with. Now, let me tell you something. You get treated like a king or a queen up there for good reason. They care about you. Now, if you happen to be a veteran, an active duty military, or first responder, active or retired, or if you happen to be a person, a military family member, and you want to get your car serviced at Moss Nissan, you'll get 15% off on your vehicle service. Now, you want to buy a certified pre-owned or a brand new vehicle? Guess what? All vets, active duty military, first responders, and pastors, too, get a big old discount on their vehicles. So check them out. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, they've got dealerships in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Crystal River on U.S. 19. Also at 11001 North Florida Avenue, where you'll find the Moss Nissan and the Moss Acura dealerships right there beside each other. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And tell them the captain sent you. You know why? You're going to save $500 on that next vehicle purchase. All righty. Back to Colonel Jim Warshaw. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I got a couple of calls here. Let me go to the first caller, and then we'll go from there. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm Nelson. I'm from
Jasper. Hi, Nelson.
Hi there. I needed to ask a couple of questions and actually make a comment. I live in northern Florida, and I just wanted to say that Trump is looking good up here. And our county chairman of the Republican Executive Committee is a man by the name of John Besick. You may know him.
Yep.
Due to your meetings. Anyway, I wanted to talk about giving credit to three people. They are the heroes of a museum that is established in China They are hailed as heroes in China, and these three people are John Patton Davies Jr., John Stewart Service, and John Carter Vinson. One of them was actually the head of the China desk at the State Department. They went over to China in 1944 and threw in with the communists. And Joseph McCarthy and other people tried to expose them. They were unsuccessful. But the museum, hailing them as heroes for China, was established 13 years ago. I think they ought to be given credit, don't you think?
No, not really.
I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek. But it's like, this is why we have this virus. Chiang Kai-shek had won if our State Department had not sold us out. And they, over there, recognize these so-called Americans, the head of the China desk at the State Department.
Well, thank you, Nelson. Thank you, Nelson. I got a couple more callers here. Okay, let's drift around over there. Hang on, Colonel. Okay, good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got four quick comments, okay? First of all, Nelson's right. Red's got China, but however, there is another China. It is the Republic of China on Taiwan.
That's right.
That's our real friend that we sold out in 1971 and 1979, respectively, and we're reaping what we sowed by selling out the nationalists on the Republic of China on Taiwan. Anyway, I got two comments about Flynn. Flynn, they threatened this kid to get to him to turn on Trump, and this is a grudge. Because Obama didn't like Flynn when Flynn worked in the Obama administration because Flynn, oh my God, Dare called out radical Islam. So they had the screws in for Flynn. And also, I don't know why Flynn, the first law firm that he used was full of the Democrats, deep staters, and Obama lovers. And his own lawyer screwed him out and undermined him until he got a hold of Sidney Powell. Now, China, you guys are both ex-military men and you're both general officers. I was in the military, but I was never an officer. Anyway, what perfect military strategy when you think about it from the Chi-Com point of view? They used their travelers, their unwitting, innocent Chinese people, the super disease spreader sect, secret agents, soldiers, if you will, to spread the biological agent around the world. Mm-hmm. They got to us like the Trojan horse strategy, dudes. They came to us with friendship. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's how they got to us. And one last comment about China. All these leftists and Democrats and liberals and nut jobs. Okay, remember, in January and February, they were calling Trump and everybody like us racist. And they were going through Chinatown saying, oh, they're all paranoid racist. Mm-hmm. They're all having a Chinese dinner. Now they got amnesia.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Well, Colonel, I can't disagree with a whole heck of a lot of what he said. Could you?
No, a lot of it's correct. The only thing that wasn't right was I'm not a general officer, so
no, neither am I. But that's all right.
Yeah, we've seen all that, and that's public record. And I agree. China uses a thing called asymmetric warfare. They have a book came out in 1999. In fact, I was in China in 1999 as part of my military studies, doing a tour around there, and was interesting to watch and listen to what they were saying. And they have a book out called Unrestricted Warfare. You ought to read it because it talks about using all those means other than military to do things. And they've capitalized on that asymmetric warfare, whatever works you use, and that's what's going on here. That's all part of their plan to destroy America.
Yep. And for 45 years, both in the military and as a fire line officer and as a fire training officer and as a member in emergency management working with state cert and with county cert, we trained for this stuff all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we all remember in the military this stuff that we had to go through with the mop drills and everything
and
else.
And the gas masks
mm-hmm. and all that. But, you know, this one you couldn't detect. There was nothing to determine where and how you got it. And we're starting to peel that back and see, and I'm praying in the next few weeks, months, that we have a way to point back, and there's a lot of people to blame on all this.
Yeah, and number one is their $1.8 trillion that we owe them. That's done. We don't owe them nothing.
Well, that's all with all these lawsuits that are going forward, and the states are allowed to sue China individually, and the federal government, you know, will be, at least under this president, will be suing them. And whether we get anything in return for it, it'll probably be tied up in the courts for years and years, but it's going to put a hurt on them, and that's going to be one of their biggest problems, because they have a lot of mouths to feed in that country, and they need to work.
Let's have a little fun with Joe Biden's expense. Slow Joe has come out and gotten the endorsement of Hillary Clinton and some other notables here in the last couple of weeks. And all of a sudden, this Tara woman is out there, and she's starting to gain some traction. And ABC News is writing about the fact that you know, they want to know more about it, and they want this document, these documentation. Let's see, what is it? Biden is being pressured now to unseal the Senate papers that showed her as an employee, and in there is a copy of a complaint against Senator Joe Biden by this woman.
And the question is going to go back, why was anything taken into consideration when that complaint was filed? Why did the Senate folks who deal with ethics, I guess it would have been the ethics committee back then when that occurred. Why didn't they do anything? Why did they hide it under the table? So there's going to be a lot of questions on that.
Let's take one more caller here. Okay, is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Go for it.
One of the foundations of our country is our trust in the laws and enforcement of the laws. And if we can't trust the people that do enforce the laws, meaning, in my case, here, the FBI, I think we ought to have a make it commissioned by the Senate or by somebody to investigate the FBI and dig out all the corruption there. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, again, I don't disagree with that either. Do you, Colonel?
No, I don't disagree with it, and I think that's going to happen, mainly because of the Flynn case. After this is said and done, that's where that investigation is going to come from. And, you know, the person to do that is sitting there already, John Durham. He's got his hands on all the evidence, and he's got lots of evidence of all what was going on, so that's going to be revealed. It almost has to, and the only way you keep it out of the news is if you're a news agency that tries to suppress it and not talk about it. But it's this is what's scaring the heck out of the Democratic Party, because their hands are in all this, and all the people who are involved, you know, they've been involved in every single scandal against this president.
That's right.
From Russia collusion to Ukraine to the impeachment hearing, their hands are all over it, and their hands are all over this stuff with the virus.
Yeah. Well, Colonel, here comes the music, so I got to let you go until next week, and I want to remind everybody that we can hear you on Brook Talks America Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on my flagship channel here. All right.
Take care. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Colonel. All right. Colonel Jim Warshak, retired United States Air Force and also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Always a wealth of information. I shall be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president has signed an order forcing meat plants to stay open. Many processing plants have been forced to close due to the spread of COVID-19. Advocates for plant workers now worry they'll risk exposing themselves to the virus inside the processing plants. The president says he's focused on limiting the liability of their employers to be sure that beef, chicken, and pork remain available in the grocery stores.
Taking the liability which frees up the entire system.
The president has also been talking to governors about reopening states, but Dr. Anthony Fauci has a warning.
If we are unsuccessful or prematurely try to open up and we have additional outbreaks that are out of control, it could be much more than that. It could be a rebound to get us right back in the same boat that we were in a few weeks ago.
This is USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program brought to my friends at the Balance of Nature Company. Now, let me tell you about Balance of Nature. I've been taking their fruits and their veggies, their little capsules they have, because in the fruit capsules, you'll get aloe vera, apple, banana, blueberry, cherry, cranberry, grape, grapefruit, lemon, mango, orange, papaya, pineapple, raspberry, strawberry, and tomato, all mixed in together in some nice little capsules to take. And when it comes to the vegetables, which we all know we never get enough of, you'll get broccoli, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, cayenne pepper, celery stalk, garlic, kale, onion, shiitake mushroom, soybean, spinach, wheatgrass, yam, and zucchini. And that'll take care of your daily need for both fruits and vegetables, and then some, because it's real food, it's real science, it's real nutrition, and no synthetics, no additives, no fillers either, and it's good for you. And I'll tell you what, not only does it help build up your immunity, but it puts a little pep in your step, gives you a little bit more vitality, a little bit more extra pizzazz that you didn't know you had, because that's what it does for me. I took it before, a couple years ago, and I'm taking it again, and it works. And I'll tell you what, I don't know why I got off it for those 2 years and wound up loading myself up with vitamins, but I guess it's because that's what the doctor told me to do, and I thought that I'd do it that way. But this works, too, and you can't take too much of this stuff. It's not going to hurt you. All natural. So go to balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, or give them a call at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, and they're going to ask you how you heard about all this, And you're going to tell them, I heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain, Matt Bruce. That's how you got to do. All righty. Now, to the telephone lines we go. We've got the consumer quarterback. And, boy, have I got questions for you. You ready for this?
Hey, buddy. Good morning.
We got people that are being harassed or bothered or maligned by people calling up saying that, number one, they're either with Internal Revenue, number two, they're either with Social Security, or number three, they're with a bank. And they try to get the information out of you about your bank because they say, well, if you didn't get your $1,200, we can see to it you get your money today. But if you give us the information so we can put it in the account, we'll do that. And there's actually some fools out there falling for this stuff.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I don't understand how, you know, people keep doing that. But, yeah, you got to definitely not give out that type of information over the phone and verify it, you know, via email. Have them send you something in writing, and then you can kind of track it from there, you know.
Well, they won't email you either, okay? The IRS and Social Security is very good about the fact that they send you letters. And if the IRS wants to get a hold of you bad enough, it'll be a certified letter return receipt.
Yeah, the only I would talk about would be one coming from the bank that you may have applied for if you're looking for a PPP loan, you know, those types of things. You know, we're in the process of that. Several of our, you know, friends in the business have gotten some of the business money type scenarios from the government. But yeah, definitely be diligent out there. Don't fall for those types of scams. There's a lot of them out there. People texting as well, you know, text scams. So be smart about it.
Well, today in the state of Florida, our governor is going to announce the reopening of the Florida economy. It'll be unveiled today at a press conference, and we think what some of it's going to be. We've already heard about the beaches opening to some sort of level, not only in Pinellas County, not only in Sarasota and Manatee counties, but now Miami.
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
So, but Miami, it's limited, just like it is up here. It's limited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At some point, we got to start easing back into this normal type of living and getting back to that. I think people are still going to be somewhat socially distancing and wearing masks. I think that's going to be, you know, somewhat of a new norm for a while. And, I just feel like the middle class got hit so hard. You know, if you think about what they did with unemployment, adding an extra $600 a week onto unemployment, so now instead of $275, they're getting $875 a week for doing nothing.
Which is more money than most people make. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm all about people, you know, the government being there to help people, give them a helping hand and that type of thing. But what happens is they're going to be reaching into my pocket because we're middle-income earners. And then now the big thing, the huge news is that they opened up unemployment to 1099, self-employed 1099 independent contractors. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of people. And unfortunately, you know, those politicians, they just love spending our money.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have voted for it.
Well, now you're talking about the PPP loans, and this brings me up to this point. Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, after it was announced that the Los Angeles Lakers, without even asking for it, got $4.2 million in PPP money, and they gave it back, thank goodness. They gave it back. But as a result of that, Steve Mnuchin said that a full audit is being planned for the PPP loans above $2 million. I wonder why he said two and not one.
Yeah, exactly, because there's a lot of companies that are probably taking advantage of that that shouldn't have, with more than 500 workers or you know, whatever type of scenario, you know, they did there. But when it comes to, you know, the government, you know, stepping in and doing this type of intervention, yes, it's needed, but I think so much money, especially when you're talking about billions of dollars and trillions of dollars, so much money is, I believe, is going to be, once we find out about it, it's going to be misappropriated. It's going to be going to, you know, like, for example, we've heard of funding abortion clinics and some of those types of things, Pelosi's museum or whatever it was. But, you know, the thing is, us Americans, we didn't really get a say in this thing. You know, they claim it's a, you know, it's a democratic, you know, situation, but, you know, the voting for allowing people to have all of this unemployment, free money, and how long are the limitations on that? You know, I don't think there's strict enough limitations for that free money. And unfortunately, you know, the people in the middle class get screwed again.
Well, here's the other thing. Senator Mitch McConnell yesterday said there'd be no further stimulus because Nancy Pelosi wants to bring along another CARES 3 package and wants it done by May the 4th. But McConnell said there'll be no further stimulus package without litigation protection for businesses.
Yeah, protecting business owners. I get it. I understand that. And you know, how much more money do we actually need to do? I mean, we're devaluing our currency as we go here. We are, you know, putting a large burden on the middle class. The middle income tax earners are the ones that are fronting the majority of this bill. And, you know, I didn't get any PPP loans. I didn't get any government money. We didn't get, you know, any of that because we made too much money. We didn't qualify. We didn't, you know, have a certain number of employees. So, you know, I just really feel strongly that the middle class is getting screwed here, Captain. I hate it.
Well, yeah, and indirectly, they are. Now, there's some good news coming in the offing here because this news is being released right now. There's been a couple of different vaccines that have been developed over across the pond, one by Pfizer, one by Oxford University. They've been working on a COVID-19 virus, and they're talking about the fact that these viruses could be ready, these vaccines could be ready in the fall for use.
Yeah, and that's good news, and you know, and I think there's going to be even more information coming out about these COVID deaths that are misclassifications that actually COVID-19 causing the death. It's going to be underlying, you know, they had cancer, they had some underlying conditions, and you know, even if so, if you look at the numbers, ground numbers, 1,000 people that, you know, died.
Okay.
Divide that by 21 million.
Yeah.
It's 0.00004.
Tell us about what it is you do. Give us a phone number and an email address there, or a website.
Yeah, Brandon Rhymes here, the Real Estate Quarterback Show, the Consumer Quarterback Show, and Platinum MVP team of Keller Williams Realty. My wife and I would love to help you with buying, selling, or investing in real estate here in Tampa Bay and throughout Florida. 813-670-7372, and the website consumerqb.com and platinummvpteam.com.
All right, and thank you very much, Brandon. We'll talk to you again next week, so you take care.
All right, buddy. You too.
All righty, and that's Brandon Rhymes, the consumer quarterback. And let's see. Todd, you got about 30 seconds, so make it quick.
30 seconds, I say more than that. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see, the left doesn't care about you. Do you understand? Let's get back to Donald, sign the executive board. Everybody's back to work. Use your common sense. Let's go. Okay? Cuomo, you're an idiot. No, we're not paying for your nonsense. We'll pay the first responders and the cops, but we're not paying because you ran your state in the ground. God bless you. Let's go. Full force, Donald Trump, make America great again. And I want to see everybody who's running for election, who wants to get elected, who's make America great. That's who we're voting for, not you fake Republicans. Let's go.
Okay, thank you. And perfect timing because here comes the music. It was going to cut you off anyway. So I'll be right back. Final segment of the program. I'm going to take a look at the beach and boating forecast. Not a bad day to be out in the water. Not a bad day at all. So we'll tell you all about that. And we'll tell you about the Freedom Boat Club and their 213 locations across the country, many of which are within the sound of my voice right now. You're listening to me on a radio station right there with a Freedom Boat Club franchise close by. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Network, and you're listening to the Captain's Net.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
It's time for the Beach and 44 forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, part of the National Freedom Boat Club Group with 213 locations all across the country. Tell you all about that in a minute. Today, Wednesday, we'll have increasing clouds during the day. It'll become breezy as the day goes on. It'll be mostly sunny, though. The temperatures are right up there in the 80s again, approaching 90. We'll have winds out of the southeast to start the morning. Then this afternoon, winds out of the south. They'll be anywhere from 10 to 20 miles per hour, with some gusts a little bit higher than that this afternoon. Seas will be 2 to 4 feet with a light chop this morning, a moderate chop this afternoon. Now, the Gulf water temperature is currently 78 degrees. The bay water temperature is 77 degrees. We had our high tide at 1:44 a.m., and our low tide is coming in at 6:01. Now, I'll tell you that the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. And I'll tell you what, Freedom Boat Club started up in 1989.
And at that time, my wife and I were coming down here for about a week at a time to visit my dad and my mom, who were over living at a place they bought to retire at over in Sarasota, down off Beneva, Clark Road, down in that area. And we used to come for about a week at a time, visit them and this, that, and the other. And my wife found out about the Freedom Boat Club, and at the time, they were just getting started, and we went out, and we went out on their boats several times. And then when we came down, and when my parents passed away and I wound up with their house, and we came down here, and we made it a full-time residence after I got hurt in 2001, prior to that time, had been what was called part-timers, where you would pay a certain amount of money to come down in the wintertime for whatever length of time you were here, be a Freedom Boat Club member. I forget what the minimum was, but we were a member basically in the winter, and we'd come down here, spend 2 weeks, and then it wound up being a month. As I made rank, I got more time off, so to speak, and I had a really good time. But my association with the Freedom Boat Club and my memory of it goes all the way back to 1989 when he started. Now, 213 locations across the country. Holy smokes. And they've got, right here in Tampa, they've got 30 locations and 500 boats. Now, right now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club, you'll get 1 month off their membership fee that you pay monthly. And when you pay the one-time initiation fee to join, you get $1,000 off that. So there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. A lot of sun sanitizing going on lately. So since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to keep away from just about everything that's bad, because you can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time on the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize too. Now, if you have to if you had to scratch plans for that special vacation over the summer, maybe you were going on a cruise, maybe you were going on a cross-country trip, maybe you were going to rent a motorhome or whatever, and you got a few dollars left and you're wondering what to do, check out a membership at the Freedom Boat Club. 855-FREEDOM is the number, 855-FREEDOM. And you can enjoy a beautiful day in the water all year long. Now, reciprocity, got it. You want to join down here and you want to go up to Cleveland, or you want to go up to the Michigan area or Minnesota, they'll have a location up there where you can interchange back and forth and use your reciprocity. Or vice versa. If you're up there listening to me and you're a member and want to come down here, come on down. Use the reciprocity. Because in minutes, you're out on the water. You make your reservation, fill your cooler, head on out to the boat. Away you go. You get to enjoy some beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitized too. All you got to do is call the Freedom Boat Club today at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And remember the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Take advantage of that membership special that's going on right now. Take advantage of it. You'd be glad you did. Save you a bunch of money. Buku bucks, as we like to say. And you can find out what the rest of us have found out that have been using the Freedom Boat Club for years. So like I say, I go back to 1989 with my experiences with them. Now, today, Florida announces their opening here of what's going to happen. Governor DeSantis will have plenty to say. We'll also find out about more about General Flynn today, I'm sure, because that's procedural. There's something going on there where they're going to go to court. Sidney Powell is going to go to court for something procedural. We'll find out about whatever that is. And we'll also find out more about the vaccine that may be coming, because Pfizer and Oxford have been working on a vaccine. It's worked so far in the monkeys that they've tried it on. And we'll see how this plays out. Maybe we'll have a vaccine sooner rather than later. They're trying to get it out on the market in the fall. And by the way, you folks in California, Sorry. Can't help you. Your governor is going to be reteaching you human nature. You got to be kidding me. But that's what he said. That's what we heard. So there you go. And maybe we'll know more about North Korea today, too. Maybe that'll come out. Kim Jong-un. There we go. Oh, and by the way, don't buy the lie about Michelle Obama's going to get into the presidential race. A couple of people got really excited yesterday because there was a story about the FEC reporting and this Ready for Michelle pack came out, caught a lot of people's attention. They announced that there was money in there. They didn't tell how much, but if you took a look at the financial records to see how much money was in there in the Ready for Michelle pack, it wouldn't have paid most people's light bills. That's how low it was. So that being said, I'm not taking any credence into the fact of, well, Michelle Obama's going to be the vice president of Canada. No. The two women we're hearing the most from right now, Stacey Abrams from Georgia, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota, they'll probably be at the top of the list. And if not, Kamala Harris should be because she's the friend of the Obamas. And I think that she could probably get in the mix if she isn't already. Just saying. That's just me saying that. Now, aid to the states? Who knows? Aid to the cities? Who knows about that one? The president said something yesterday. He said aid to the states might be tied to ending sanctuary cities. I don't know if he can do that or not. We'll find out soon. But also, when it comes time for the over-the-counter situation, when it comes to buying hydroxychloroquine and whatnot, I heard yesterday that they were running very short on supply, but apparently there was going to make another batch of it and 5 to 7 million doses, bottles or whatever, something to that line. I don't remember exactly how they put it, was going to be available. So think about that as you ponder the day. Now, let me just tell you, I got to get on out of here, but before I do, check out Dominic's Blinds and Decor, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at McIntosh, with all their blind shades and shutters made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, offers you installation and on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue truck when you see it. The Dominic's truck, that's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Or just stop on by the store. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Real good at what they do. The best in the business, in my humble opinion. All righty. That's another wrap on another great show today. I'll tell you what. We had callers from everywhere, commenters from everywhere chiming in. And be aware of that bad weather going along I-20 today. Got some bad weather in there. Might be some tornadoes in the mix. And God knows we don't want to hear about anybody getting whacked. So you have a great day. Enjoy the weather, enjoy the day, and remember, it's all about we the people. Stay safe.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.